Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, we're going to be speaking to Sandy Ault about her new mystery novel called Wild Sorrow. Right now, I would like to welcome the Yale Women's Slavic Chorus. We've got 13 people in the background and two sitting with us here at the table. Corinne Sykes is the musical director, and Maclovia Quintana is a member of the chorus. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So the Yale Women's Slavic Chorus, we might wonder why the Yale Women's Slavic Chorus is here in Santa Fe, but Maclovia, you are a Santa Fean.
Yes, I grew up here in Santa Fe. I graduated from Santa Fe Prep in 2006. And I thought that Santa Fe would be a really great place to bring the Slavic Chorus. So I arranged the tour for us this year.
And so you are a sophomore at Yale.
Yes.
And the Yale Women's Slavic Chorus has been around for a long time.
Yes, since 1969, which was the first year that women were admitted to Yale as undergraduates.
And so this is the 40th anniversary year. Let's talk about Slavic music, and we're going to hear some in just a moment. What countries are we even talking about?
Well, most of what we sing, about 40% of our repertoire is from Bulgaria, which has a very rich women's folk music tradition. So we've gotten a lot of opportunity also to travel to Bulgaria and study with some singers there. So we've been very lucky to have a lot of music directly from there and also passed down to us over these 40 years from the original group. We also sing music from Croatia, Ukraine, Poland, and Russia, and also some Georgian music, which isn't quite Slavic country, but very nearby and very, very beautiful music tradition as well. So you'll hear a Georgian song from us today also.
The Bulgarian women's music was very popular in the 1980s when I think it was a French release, La Mystère de Voix Bulgare, or something like that, came out. Mm-hmm. And these Bulgarian women who looked like real peasant women traveled the world and brought that music. And I think that was sort of, but I mean, your chorus has been around longer than that, but that was really the beginning of this music's entry into the popular imagination.
Definitely, yeah. And we actually had the wonderful opportunity to study with one of their members, Carmena Stancheva, when we went to Bulgaria just 2 years ago. Many of us who are in the group this year were able to go on that trip, and we stayed in her village, which is just out of Sofia, which is the capital city of Bulgaria, and we got to study with her for about 2 weeks and learn her village songs and hear some of the old babite, the grandmothers of the village, sing some of the songs that their mothers had taught them and their mothers had taught them and all of these things. So it's very, very lucky to have that opportunity.
Amazing. Now, you have to learn really a new singing style when you get into this music. How is it? I mean, we'll hear the music, but how is it different from your Western choral singing style that you might have learned in high school?
I mean, it definitely takes a while to get used to singing in the Slavic style. I had, as I think many of us had, I'd been trained in a Western vocal style. And so you kind of have to learn to sing without vibrato. You sing in a lot of harmonies that sound very strange and very dissonant to the Western ear. So it takes a while. And also you sing in a different part of your voice than you do in Western singing. So most of the singing is in your chest voice and sounds very brassy. And so learning how to really sing in that well and sing in it kind of naturally takes a while.
Yeah, you really have to adjust where the sound is resonating, even within the different styles that we sing. The Bulgarian style, like I said, we've had the most experience with, and it's a very forward, bright sound, but then we might move over to sing some Georgian music, and it's a much fuller, rounder, lower-sitting chest voice sound, or then we might move on to Russia, and it's a very nasal, pointed sound. So even within our style of Slavic music, there are differences that we need to be aware of, even beyond the difference from the Western style. So.
Now, this is a student-run group. How do you learn this? You learn from the students who've gone before?
Yes, it's very much passed down. It's nice, really. It sort of mimics how it might be done if you were to go over and, you know, if you were in the village learning from your mother and the women in your family, your aunts and your sisters. And it's nice that it feels very much like as close to that as we could come. We learn from the older members of the group and, you know, usher in the new members each year and sort of take them under our wing and teach them what we've learned. And a lot of the, even the sheet music that we have, a lot of it is from the first incarnation of the group in 1969. It's very old, little scribblings of notes from people. It's a really neat thing, and we have a big box of old music that gets passed around each year. So.
Now, when you go to Bulgaria, how do they receive you? Do they say, wow, you sound just like us, or do they sort of smile politely? I mean, what's it like?
Well, I found that everyone was always very excited that we were singing their music, and the most interesting thing was that there was this huge confusion because we were coming over and we were singing in their language, their music, and so then, you know, we'd finish and they'd come over to say how nice it sounded or how much they liked it, but they would speak to us in Bulgarian, assuming that we knew what we were saying and could, you know, speak back to them in Bulgarian, but of course we learn what we're singing mostly phonetically and don't actually speak the language, so it was hard to kind of get that across to them, that like, yes, we're singing in Bulgarian, but we don't actually know what you're saying. And so the phrase we learned was we used very often was, I don't understand, I'm sorry. So we would have that interesting little interaction with them often.
I think that happens in a lot of different contexts. There's a Japanese salsa group that sang in perfect Spanish and they didn't understand a word of Spanish when they got interviewed on TV. Let's hear a song. We're going to gather the group over here. Tell us what the first song is that you're going to sing.
We're going to sing a song called Okrom Chedelo. It's from Georgia, and we actually just learned this song recently from a group called Kika, who's based in the Bay Area in California, and they came and did a workshop with us and taught us this new song from Georgia.
So. Excellent. Let's hear it.
Okrom chedelo, mchedelo, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, chica na limi kovania, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, eti baliga mi kete, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, oda o, ohaera lo, harri hara lo, hara lo, oda o, ohaera lo, harri hara lo, hara lo, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, rats romi maskadar cheba, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, eti toki gami kede, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, oda ho, ohaera lo, harri hara lo, hara lo, oda ho, ohaera lo, harri hara lo, hara lo, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, rats romi maskadar cheba, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, eti tuli gami kede, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, oda ho, ohaera lo, harri hara lo, hara lo, oda ho, ohaera lo, harri hara lo, hara lo, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, rats romi maskadar cheba, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, erti tanaga mi kete, okrom chedelo, mchedelo, oda ho, ohaera lo, haeri hara lo, hara lo, oda ho, ohaera lo, haeri hara lo, hara lo.
The Yale Women's Slavic Chorus here with us in the Santa Fe Baking Company. So that was a Georgian song. What was it about?
So the translation for that is kind of a silly one. A lot of our songs have very silly or confusing or just very odd-sounding translations in English. So that one is, someone finds a bird's iron shoe and asks a blacksmith, blacksmith, can you make a spade for me? And with what's left, can you make an axe for me, and with what's left, can you make a knife for me?
So it's wonderful, I think, when you have a tradition which really is a village tradition, and you get to hear songs that are about something other than love.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Bulgarian tradition, you'll find within even just the folk music, you'll have, you know, sad songs or wedding songs or working songs, and they all have a different sound and might have different themes. So, you know, songs that you would sing when you were out in the fields harvesting, for instance, are the loud, brassy songs that are generally for two voices. So, you know, maybe the person that you're working across from in the rows going down in the fields, and one woman would usually sing a drone part, so they're saying on one or maybe two notes, sort of as a foundational pitch, and then the other would sing the melody over top, and maybe they would alternate or things like that. So those would be generally loud. You're outside, you're doing hard labor. But then if you're inside, say maybe you're doing the knitting or the weaving or mending and things like that, you might sing sad songs, which are softer, sadder themes or love songs. And wedding songs, of course, are always going to have usually love themes.
Right.
To them, and those are dance music, exciting, fast, you know, happy, joyful songs. So.
Now, it's a women's chorus, and there is a women's singing tradition. Why is it a women's tradition and not a mixed group?
Well, again, this is also interesting about the way the group started in the first place. Yale has the Yale Russian Chorus, which was around even longer than we've been, and that was, of course, all men. And then in 69, when women undergraduates came on the scene, there was this sort of a little bit of a struggle as to how to handle, would they audition for the Russian chorus, and would that become a mixed group, or would they have their own? And it sort of just became obvious the way it should go, because the music that the Russian chorus was singing was a lot of Russian liturgical music, which was set for men's voices. And luckily enough, the Russian chorus had recently traveled to Bulgaria themselves, sort of a little bit by accident, but and they had ended up with all of this wonderful women's folk music from Bulgaria that they couldn't really do a whole lot with. And so that's sort of how we ended up with that, and with our women's chorus. So the Bulgarian tradition especially is, there is this divide between women doing the singing and men doing the instrumental playing for the most part. And what we've been told is that it's very much tied to the daily lives of the people who are doing this music making. And so the women are often finding themselves doing things like mending or cooking, or, you know, very hands-on type of activities, and, you know, don't have their hands free to play musical instruments, so they're doing a lot of singing, whereas the men you might find doing more things like shepherding, where they are free to be using their hands and playing instruments. And so that's the origin of the divide, from what we can tell. And so there is this wonderful, rich vocal tradition for women's music in Bulgaria.
So there's also a very interesting, the more of this music you listen to, the more you realize how complicated the time signatures are.
Yes, there's a very large portion of it is in uneven meters. What we're used to hearing on our radio, maybe in the United States, is a lot of, you know, even 2 or 4, or, you know, sometimes you'll hear waltzes in 3. That's not so foreign to us, but we're singing things that are in groups of 7 or 9 or 11, things like that, and it is very uneven feeling, and a lot of that is tied to the folk dance tradition, and so the dances go along with that, and it's much easier to understand the working of that rhythm if you're watching people dance it, or dancing it yourself is the most helpful way to get that into your body and feel that rhythm. It's very hard for a Western ear to get used to that sound. You very always want to stretch it out and just add a little bit extra to make it 8. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So we found it's very helpful to us when we get to sing with dancers, which we've done on a couple of occasions. We got to sing with folk dancing groups, which is very helpful for that.
Have any of you learned to do the dances yourselves?
We do learn a little bit. We had someone come in a couple of months ago to teach us several of the traditional folk dances, as well as some of the traditional drumming, because we're all a cappella, but we do occasionally use a dumbek, so she taught us some dumbek technique as well.
Now, Yale is famous for its a cappella singing groups. Is there crossover between the kind of singing that you do and the people who are singing in some of those other groups, which are really more what you might think of as doo-wop style groups?
Well, there is one song that we sing, Kaval Sviri, which is from
Bulgaria.
Which is actually also sung by the Yale Alley Cats, which is one of the men's a cappella groups. And I think what is the story as to how they...
I think it may have been a crossover of membership, which we do find sometimes. We have a couple of our members who also sing in your sort of standard mainstream a cappella groups. They do both. And I think it may have been a crossover of a member of the Slavic chorus who was dating one of the Alley Cats, and arrangements got shifted hands, and so now they have that in their repertoire.
So they sing Kaval Sviri in a very different style than we do. They sing it in a Western a cappella style.
Yes.
How did you, Maklovia, get interested in this music?
Well, I had heard of Kitka, which is the Eastern European Women's Ensemble out of California. They had come to Santa Fe about 5 years ago to do a workshop and a performance, and I had been able to do the workshop with them and attended the performance, and they were amazing. They are incredible. And so at the beginning of the year at Yale, there's an extracurricular bazaar where all the groups set up a table and try to recruit you. And I heard a little voice say, do you like Eastern European music? And I was like, yes, I do, actually. So I didn't actually even know about the Slavic chorus until I got to Yale, but happened upon it and auditioned and have really, really enjoyed it.
Is it very competitive? Do a lot of people audition?
It's been getting more and more well-known. The Extracurricular Bazaar especially is where we can kind of get the word out there. Only in the past few years, actually, has it been the case that we've had a lot of freshmen come and try out, freshmen and sophomores. But we used to be a little bit more in the background. It was sort of this little quirky niche thing that you wouldn't necessarily find out about until junior year. You sort of, if a friend of a friend took you to a concert or something, you'd have a lot of seniors auditioning at that point. But recently, we've gotten our name out there a lot more. We've gotten a lot of the younger students coming in, which has been great because then we have people who've been around for 3 or 4 years in the group, and it really helps with the passing along of the music. So we definitely don't have as huge of numbers coming out as some of the a cappella groups do, and they do a very intense, long-winded a cappella rush process of many rounds of auditions and things. We're a little bit more laid back. We have auditions and callbacks, and you know, that's the end of the story for us. But
right.
It's interesting also because, you know, most people come into this not knowing anything about this kind of music or how to sing it. So auditioning is very interesting because it's hard to say, well, we'll sing us a Slavic song and we'll see how you sound. You know, you can't really do it that way.
Well, so. I mean, what did you sing this kind of music?
I had never even heard it. Maclovia at least had been a little bit exposed, but I had no idea what it sounded like or anything else. And I sort of happened upon the group, I think, accidentally, as a lot of us have, heard the music and thought it was weird and quirky and really beautiful, and decided that it was something I wanted to learn how to do. And so
you go to your audition and sing Danny Boy and say, I know I can do the other one though.
Exactly, pretty much. Yeah, we let you sing something that you're comfortable with, and just to see, you know, how that goes. And then we teach little bits of our songs to our auditioners to let them learn and see how they do.
Now, you will be singing tonight, Wednesday, at 7:30 at the Great Hall at the Peterson Student Center at St. John's College, and then tomorrow at 4:30 in the Children's Museum, and then again tomorrow at 7:30 at the Scottish Rite Temple. And St. John's community is invited for free on Wednesday, and students and children are invited for free on Thursday. For adults, there's an admission. And you're also touring nursing homes and schools and things like that.
Yes, we've sung at several schools, at the Waldorf School, at Camino de Paz, near Española. We're going to be singing at Santa Fe Prep, and we've sung at several retirement homes as well.
How do they respond?
Very, very well. It's the kind of music that a lot of people have never heard before, so people are always really very surprised by it, but always enjoy it a lot.
Maclovia Quintana is a Santa Fean who went to Yale and is part of the Yale Women's Slavic Chorus, and Corinne Sykes is the musical director there. We will see you at these events, but let's hear one more song. What are you going to sing for us?
We're
going to
sing a Bulgarian wedding song. It's called Prekfukna Ptichka, and it's about a little bird flying over the courtyard, bringing good news to the bride about a good harvest and happy children and all the things you'd want to hear on your wedding day.
So let's hear that.
Прекрасна птичка, презравни двори на вятре на ти. Презравни двори на вятре на ти, леко по прукна тихо по вика, леко по прукна тихо по вика, я излез, излез, млада невя, сто я излез, излез, млада невя, сто радости, нос я радост, кояма, радости, нос я радости. Zlatni čelici se srojili, zlatni čelici.
The Yale Women's Slavic Chorus. Thank you so much, ladies. We're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back with Sandy Alt in just a few moments. Please stay tuned to KSFR.